Democracy is in the 18th century isn't a term that you would find being used in a positive sense. It's, you know, we're still thinking in the 18th century that democracy is the equivalent of the tyranny of the masses. You know, why would you want to bring in people who are uneducated and unpolitically invested in the country? You know, these are not necessarily going to be landowners, property owners. So the notion of what politics is and who should be involved in politics is really not about democracy at that point in time. Is democracy a helpful term? I'm not convinced it is particularly. I think we would be much better thinking perhaps about the nature of participation rather than specifically about democracy, because we have a political world in which in the 18th century we have a political elite which is very small. You know, we're looking at what about 4% of men overall in the adult population have the right to vote through a large chunk of the century. So it's a very small, you know, group of, you know, 4% of the population as a whole. They have a very small group that are actually the voters. But political participation itself, if we think about the avenues for being involved in participation, are much broader. And so we've got petitioning movements, we've got association movements, we've got, you know, effectively issue-based politics of various sorts through the period. And so I'm more interested, I think, in the avenues of participation in terms of how people participate in a much broader political world than specifically looking at a very tight definition of democracy.